WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing we call life. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel, just trying to keep up? Like there's always one more thing to do, one more email to answer, one more stress ball to squeeze? Yeah, me too. But guess what? There's a way to break free from that cycle and actually find some peace in the chaos. And no, I'm not talking about expensive retreats or chanting, all day long, though those things can be nice. I'm talking about something far more accessible, managing stress and anxiety using the wisdom of Stoicism. Think of it like a mental gym. Just like you wouldn't expect to bench press a ton without consistent training, your mind needs regular workouts to handle the pressures of modern life. And trust me, these workouts are way easier than hitting the weights. So buckle up, because we're about to dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you tame those anxious thoughts and reclaim your inner Zen master. Takeaway number 1. Control what you can. This one is a Stoic golden rule. Focus on the things within your power, and let go of the stuff you can't influence. Easier said than done, right? But think about it. Worrying about traffic jams or what your neighbor's thinking isn't going to change anything. Instead, channel that energy into things you can control. Like how you react to those situations, how you spend your time, and the positive actions you take each day. Takeaway number 2. Embrace impermanence. Everything in life is constantly changing. That's the beauty and the challenge. Stoics remind us that nothing lasts forever, not the good times or the bad. This helps us avoid getting too attached to outcomes, which often leads to disappointment and anxiety. Instead, accept that change is inevitable and focus on living in the present moment. Takeaway number 3. Practice gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but taking a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in our lives can work wonders for our mental well-being. Think about your supportive friends and family, your health, the simple pleasures, even a warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning. Gratitude shifts our focus from negativity to positivity, helping us find joy even amidst the challenges. Takeaway number 4. Visualize success. This one might sound cheesy, but hear me out. Visualization is a powerful tool. When you face a stressful situation, take a few deep breaths and imagine yourself handling it calmly and confidently. Picture the desired outcome, whether it's a successful presentation or a peaceful conversation with a loved one. Takeaway number 5. Be kind to yourself. This is huge. We put so much pressure on ourselves to be perfect all the time, which can lead to immense stress and anxiety. Remember, you are human, and that means making mistakes, feeling overwhelmed, and having off days. Be gentle with yourself, practice self-compassion, and celebrate your progress, big or small. Okay, let's bring this home with a real-life example. Imagine you're about to give an important presentation at work. You've prepared thoroughly, but butterflies are swarming in your stomach. The room feels stifling, and doubts start creeping in. What if I forget what to say? What if everyone laughs? This is where our Stoic workout comes in handy. First, remember you can control your preparation and how you deliver the presentation. Focus on those things, not the potential for things to go wrong. Secondly, remind yourself that presentations are temporary. They won't define your entire career. Practice some gratitude for the opportunity to share your ideas and visualize yourself delivering a confident, engaging speech. And most importantly, be kind to yourself. Everyone gets nervous. If you stumble over a word or two, just keep going. No one's expecting perfection. You got this. Remember, managing stress and anxiety isn't about erasing those feelings altogether. It's about learning how to navigate them with resilience and grace. These Stoic principles are your toolbox for building mental strength and finding inner peace in a world that can often feel overwhelming. So keep practicing these workouts daily and watch as you become more calm, collected, and confident in handling whatever life throws your way. Want to share your own experiences or questions about managing stress? Head over to our website or social media and let's chat. Until next time, keep striving for that inner Zen, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.